quick show of hands, who here enjoys being rejected? Nobody? Nobody likes to be rejected. It's just part of our human nature. We desire to be accepted, even in the midst of difficulty. Rejection, that does not come easily. We don't like this feeling, and yet it happens so very often. We reject friends and neighbors, family members, sometimes even reject God. And sometimes it feels like we are rejected as well. And sometimes it even feels like we are rejected by God. Who of us has not cried out in prayer without receiving the response that we are hoping for? Who has not made a desperate attempt to gain God's grace in our lives without receiving that which we most desperately need? Is the reality that all of us who desire to walk with God don't always feel like when He's there answering our prayers. This Canaanite woman in our gospel today has every right to feel rejected. She is asking God Himself for Him to heal her daughter. Why would He not want to do that? Why would Jesus Christ continue to walk away? Not only that, not only continue to walk away, but insist that He's not there to answer her prayers, that He even calls her a dog. That's not kind. I think you don't even have to say that. And if we look at this gospel with the lens of trust, knowing that God truly does love her, then maybe we can see this as a challenge, not as a test, even though I do recognize that there is a fine line between a test and a challenge. But if we think of a tree growing on the side of a mountain, tree that barely has any soil for root, that is constantly in danger of simply falling off the side. That's a challenge. It's where it is, it's growing where it is, and it grows the best it can. It is challenged by its environment, where it finds itself. But God isn't testing that tree. God loves that tree. God desires that tree to grow as best as it can. Test and challenge. There is a fine line. And this Canaanite woman is being challenged. And she does well. She persists. She knows that if she doesn't, her chance for gaining the healing of her daughter will be lost. Two words in our gospel that we must pay pretty close attention to. Jesus says that it's not right to throw the food to the children of Israel for the dogs. Not right to throw the food to them. But what does she say? He returned, it says, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table. There's a difference here between throwing and falling. And if we remember the reality that Jews at this time were obsessed with cleanliness, they were obsessed with the idea of either something is clean or something is not clean. And they avoid anything that's not clean, like the devil. The Jews didn't have dogs in the house. Now, some of you might agree, that's just ridiculous. I won't tell my dog you said that. But whatever. The dogs do belong in the house. They need love. I love them. But the Jews didn't. The Jews wouldn't let a dog in the house for nothing. That's not where they belong. You would have to take the food and throw it out the window. If you were to feed the dogs, throw it out the window. She says, the dogs eat the food that falls from the table. In this way, she is indicating, Lord, I'm already in the house. I'm here. I don't know what else to do. It's simply I'm here. It is what it is. Maybe I don't deserve. Maybe I do. I don't know. All I know is I'm here. And my daughter needs help. The food that falls from the table. The child in his baptism will receive the grace that he needs to live his life. Everything that he will ever need, all the answers to every prayer that he will ever pray, every one of us has received this grace at our baptism. How often do we pray as if we are asking God for a loan? Lord, just allow it to fall. Allow this grace to be bestowed upon me. And instead, we can recognize that from our very baptism, God has deposited the loan that has what is ours into a bank account. You have to come and withdraw it, of course, but it's already there. It's the grace to see through whatever life is in our way. It's the reality that God knows already everything that this child is going to need. And not only that, you're ready. Everything that he could possibly need, all the choices that he could possibly make, not just the ones that God knows he will make, all the choices he has free will, all the choices that he will possibly make. God has already prepared to place that grace in his heart today. When we pray, let us recognize that we are at the feet of our Lord and Savior, and that he desires for us to be with him, to recognize our dependence upon him, and to withdraw from that grace that he has already bestowed upon us in abundance, all that we need. From this table, grace falls abundantly. Let us all live accordingly.